Bradley Van Pelt knew he needed to mature and knew he needed to enact some change in his life. He started by turning off the television.
Actually, I don't even have a TV anymore. That's things like that. I don't even have a TV or cable anymore. Little things like that, just, I used to, like anyone, sit there and let 2 hours go by. You know, I was really big in the military channels, Discovery. I was into good programming, but I just, I came to a realization, simple. Well, I was gonna say a bad word. I was like, what, this History Channel, I love it, but how is that gonna help me in football? It's not gonna, you know, what's gonna help me in football is relaxing, sitting down.
And he says focusing. Focusing on what he needs to do not only on the field, but away from it, in order to solidify his place in the NFL for the long term.
I'm really more into this focusing thing, which you got to learn to focus. And I didn't do it in college. I really wonder if I would have done this years ago, what would I be like? Well, I wouldn't be a different person. And I don't regret what I did in the past, because that's part of me, but it's fun to know that I have this idea and I'm clinging on to it, and it's so far being quite successful for me.
He says he would spend 2 hours watching TV on occasion. Now, he looks in other directions.
Not that I sit there and study for those 2 hours, but it's just an idea to me that, hey, there's less jibber-jabber going in my head, confused. You know, now I'm learning to concentrate more, and it's a lot easier to pick up concepts, already have them, but to get to those fine, minute details that makes a great quarterback.
Details that include something as mundane as getting a good night's sleep.
I mean, I remember I used to think, coming out of college, that I could, probably like anyone, that I could sleep 4 hours, three, five, whatever it was, and I could just charge through the day just because I can do it. Well, your body doesn't allow you to do it, your head's, you're not as focused. So to me, it's proper rest, it's staying clear in the head, it's letting go of responsibilities, letting my, you know, brothers help me out. It's just kind of maybe depending on other people a little bit more so I could focus on the big picture. And quarterback in this system, what I thought about 2 years ago, I was like, natural transition, I could do it. It's a whole different idea to me now. Now it's like, wow, this is what it's like being a quarterback for Coach Shanahan, Denver Broncos. I have to do this. If I want to be here, and I want to be here by all means, so I'm going to do it and then leave it up to other people whether I am here.
Just being in Denver presented a challenge for Van Pelt, with his alma mater and temptations of it just an hour up the highway.
The last 2 years has been a big transition for me, learning to grow up in a place where there's unlimited opportunity for me to screw off, to enjoy myself instead of focusing on what it is, football, the most important thing. So it's been a rocky 2 years, but I've found a way to improve, to keep charging along, to keep believing in myself, ignoring the critics. And I think it's another reason why I'm sitting in my shoes today, kind of smiling, laughing, going, if maybe you knew what I knew, you'd be worried.
But he's not worried, not about his progress, not about the competition in his position, or about handling the four-way quarterback scramble with respect and maturity.
I don't hold any animosity towards people out there if they do better than me. I'm not looking for Jake or Jay or Preston Parsons to throw a bad ball. I don't go over there and go, oh, nice, threw a ball into the ground, sweet, I look better. That, you know, I like them to do better because it makes me take my game to the next level. And that's what you have to look for. I'm a competitor, and that's something I've always looked at is, hey, push me to get better. Coaches push me, I'll push myself. Hey, go complete 10 balls in a row. I'm going to try to complete 11.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for listening.